Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray, a poet on all poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. You don't have to belong to the group or the website to call in to share, to listen, and enjoy, but it is highly recommended. Tonight is our sensual poetry night. If you find that is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have up to 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles and of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. And when you get a chance, go to Amazon.com and check out the poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets, because when you purchase them, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. Well, you know, I don't know if exactly that was the most romantic or sensual intro song we've ever had on AOS, but, you know, what the heck. I just felt like rocking out to some Deep Purple. And, well, with the song title being Hush and the topic being Hush, I thought, what the heck? Let's go for it. And for tonight's show, I actually ran a contest on All Poetry where the prompt was actually a poem called The Hush of the Very Good by Todd Boss. But I also allowed for rights that kind of just went up into the kind of theme of hush, or I had a picture provided at the top of the contest that said, enjoy the silence. And so, you know, I think actually we have some really beautiful rites tonight that I'm looking forward to delving into, reading and commenting on. And, of course, I'm looking forward to, you know, other cool poets joining me. We will, though, before getting into those contest rites, have some carryovers from the last Art of Seduction show I hosted, which was the theme of winter fantasy. All right. Well, I am certainly ready to get this show started, and I do have a caller to bring on, so here we go. Hello, area code 254. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to?
This is Passion's Promise.
Hi, Passions. I'm glad you called in. How are you doing?
Hey, Pam. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing great. I always enjoy poetry night, but especially Wednesdays, because we truly do get some beautiful poetry.
I'm a little nervous. It's been a long time since I've been able to be on the live like this.
Don't worry about it. However you're comfortable, you know, like if you want to stay the whole show, that's great. If you don't want to, that's absolutely fine. And you know what? Two things I'll let you know. Everybody is nervous. When they, when I first started calling into the shows, and even for months after I was hosting shows, I would get this lump in my throat. Everybody, and you know, gets nervous. And the other nice thing is we only bite if you like that. So there's that in your favor, too.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Are you ready?
Well, I'll go ahead. I know you said you're on your phone, so you're not able to read poems. So I'll read, and, you know, I'll ask you if you would like to comment based on what you heard. But I'll always comment first, and that way, you know. And if you wish to pass at any commenting, that is absolutely fine. But I'm really glad you called in. And I hope you, your friend is listening. And if they want to call you, they're more than welcome to. All right. This is the thickness. I've just put up The Thickness of Light by Blue Harrison, and it goes like this. Slow stir, stir of caught hard shine to parted lips. What hymns ignite a dance ethereal? Footsteps rendered to heights unbound. We stretch, meander amidst stars, watch dawn crown. Tying claret ribbons to our ankles, drift down, down. Slow snow fractals the pine, skin bliss-centered, grounded after winging, circles sweet of winter night. End poem. I have to say, I really appreciate and enjoy Blue Harrison's writing. Anyone who's ever read her, I highly recommend her poetry. She is wonderful with brevity and with imagery and metaphors. Yes, absolutely.
I have read her before, and she's really, really,
have you?
Really good.
Wonderful. She is, truly, truly. And I like this all the way through, but I think the parts that really speak to me are what hymns ignite a dance ethereal. I remember one time somebody saying that it was odd, you know, and people, you know, like, they didn't quite get why people put religious or spiritual imagery in with sensual poems. But I feel that oftentimes sensuality is such a spiritual has such a spiritual facet to it that to me they almost automatically go together. I also like how in this poem she has the line "Shepherd, drift down, down." I think that fits well with the theme of winter fantasy as the slow falling of snowflakes, but also works
mm-hmm.
well trying to give that sense of pause as you pause on each part of a lover's body going down.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Based on what you heard, Passions, what were your thoughts?
I'm pretty much on the same line. She's brilliant. I actually read that one before I called in, so I had a heads up on that one. She said a lot in a few words, and I give her that. Not many can pass off brevity, and she hammered it. Pardon the pun.
Nothing like a good pun. And I see we have Argo Wings listening and Poet Picasso, and I'm going to say hello to them. So hello or hallo or something like that. And let's go ahead and, yeah, that was a wonderful comment. And you're right. She is. She just really has a talent for words. All right. Up next, we have Snow Queen by Forgotten Dream. And it goes like this. Her heart shattered, frozen. Teardrops fell like mirror silvers coating the earth in an arctic blanket. Her marble skin glows bright and distant like the moon. Alabaster strands dance in frigid winds, swirling a crown up her head. Winter sheathes her striking body, stony stance with soft curves, arms twisted like skeletal trees, reaching for warmth for me. The night skies churn in dark eyes piercing deep into mine. Pupils dilate like black holes drift, floating. Her voice, a howling whisper, nips by the arch of my ear. Pale lips chill against blushing skin. Mouths explode in juxtaposition. Icy teeth and molten tongues. My hands melt her frosty exterior. As fingertips dig coldness into my bones, writhing frames expanding and shrinking, sharing enthalpy and poem. Now, Passions, did you want to comment first based on what you heard?
Sure. There's a lot of good imagery there. I like the cold. I mean, I'm actually beside myself because I really am into the romance and sensuals type of writing, and listening to that, I would normally, the way she worded it left me on the edge of my seat. It was a fabulous piece.
Absolutely. And I get what you mean because we all have poetry that we're drawn to more than others.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like you said, you know, a poem might not necessarily be our personal cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we find that there is something in the way the person wrote it that draws us,
right.
us to it.
Well, see, she
yeah.
mentioned something about, what was it, the cold, where the arch of, God, I wish I could remember. We'll definitely be reading these tomorrow. Something about the arch, and I mean, I kind of like, and I could picture it, you know, and that's good because a lot of poetry people just throw together, and she actually had me, like I said, on the edge of my seat. I was like, wow, this is deep, deep, and I like it. I like it. I would 5-star if they had 5 stars, but we get 3.
Yes,
so, hey.
Yes. Yeah, Forgotten Dreams is another talented poet. But yeah, the image, she really carefully chose her words and imagery, you can tell. And I did like the sense of movement with pupil dilate, like black hole swallowing, I'm adrift, floating.
Mm-hmm.
And I also really like how her voice, a howling whisper, nips by the arch of my ear. I thought that
was
beautiful.
That's it right there.
Yes.
That was beautiful,
yes.
Right there.
That is. And I like the use of the voice within it. To me, there's this kind of wonderful personification of winter within this poem that makes it beautiful and sensual. I'm going to have to look up the word enthalpy, though, because I'm not 100% sure what it means. Which is great to me because I love learning new words, you know, like looking up definitions, and sometimes that's one of the great things about, you know, reading poetry. All right. Well, I think we do have more carryovers, but to be honest, I need to give my voice a little bit of break, so I'm going to put up a poem that has a recording that we can just listen to, and that will give me a chance to kind of rest my voice. So
okay.
I'm going to grab the next one, and hopefully soon we'll have another caller or two. It's fine when I'm posting links, I talk to myself a lot, and feel free to whistle the Jeopardy theme song if you want. There you go. All
I'm
right,
here
up
for you,
next, we have Japanese Pearl Diver by Eric Svensson, and we do have a SoundCloud for this. And let me find it. Here it is.
Japanese Pearl Diver. Chafed hands held the oyster. Ruddy complexion, all flushed from determined deep dive into dark aquatic womb. Would she dislodge hoped-for hidden etude? Stubby shucking knife prodded, sought entrance into Aladdin's cave. Raven hair strands helped, passionately brailed the oyster. Desire's gentle etude exuded from her salty skin. Aquamarine eyes lit up as the oyster relented. Etude gave way to allegro, passionate, hurried, heated kiss of the victorious. Would nascent Narka enclose what she hoped for? She guided my fingers, fraught with trepidation. Japanese words white-capped, slapped against eardrums to provoke darkened, dormant desires. Would convex trepidation crash down into concave celebration? Ecstatic foreign tongue electrified, bounced off black volcanic ocean rock. She leaned into me as soft tissue gave way. The moment my finger located, touched her treasure, she trembled. With careful extraction, like satiated lovers determined to partake again, a wet, precious black pool shimmered in the setting sun. and poems.
Absolutely a wonderful reading right there, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. And just a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're able to not call in, that the make a recording is the next step, because then you get to hear, we get to hear poetry in your voice. Hey, do you have the show on, like on a radio, but a tablet or something at the same time? Because I'm hearing a lot of background noise and interference. I know sometimes that happens when people call in.
No, actually, I don't. I'm just got my phone and you.
Okay, no problem. I was just checking, because sometimes people think it's on the, you know, like their device at the same time or something. But,
yeah.
All right, well, I have to
maybe because I was juggling you around because I was lighting a cigarette, too.
Well, if you want, you can always if you need to move around and stuff, you know, mute your phone when you're not talking. Okay, cool. Thank you. You know, I have to say, I even found the title of this poem sexy, because I don't know about you, Promise, but I think most of us women enjoy a lover who knows how to die for the pearl. So that's what I say. Yep.
Right,
yep,
right.
And
satisfaction right there.
Exactly. But what I really like, the general tone of this to me, has a tone of learning. You know, like, she guided my fingers fraught with trepidation, Japanese word white cap. Yeah, it really has this idea of a first time of the, or maybe even just the first time of being with that specific person and learning what they want. And I like that there's that sense of guidance and direction. I really liked the, I really liked the stanza, like stag foreign tongue electrified, bounced off black volcanic ocean rock. She leaned into me, a soft tissue gave way. I thought that made for a wonderful extended metaphor in those lines, and it was beautifully written and very well done. And Passions, your thoughts on Eric's poem?
A lot of words that I need to look up, but the tone of his voice.
I understand that.
The tone of his voice, though, just takes you right along with it, and you can get a rough idea of what he's saying. You know, I'm not a very educated person. You know, I don't got the college degree to get all these big words, fancy words and stuff. But I tell you, I can tell by his the way he speaks. He's into his rot. He's, you know, like you said, he's got, you know, she's guiding him. You know, lead me there is what she's saying. And he's meeting all the obstacles. He's beating it down and getting it. And it's amazing. I mean, that was, I have to say, I think my best so far. But no, that's
Absolutely. I have to agree with you. And, you know, I'm the same way. I mean, I know what I like when it comes to poetry. I do a lot of reading and researching when need be, but I never even started college. It's all, you know, what you read, or sometimes you don't even have to know something, you just feel it. Like sometimes you'll have abstract and surreal poems that I won't completely know what the person is writing about, but I can feel something about it.
Yes, ma'am. I agree. That's exactly the way I felt with this poem.
Definitely. It was one of those poems that truly brought the feelings forward. All right, and I have somebody else to bring on. I'd like to welcome Naomi to the show. Welcome, Naomi.
Hi.
Glad you could join us.
Hi, Naomi. Hello. Sorry, I fell asleep.
I
know, Naomi. I was afraid I was going to fall asleep, too.
Naomi, do you know Passion's Promise?
Who?
Passion's Promise? She's from All Poetry.
No.
Well, this is Passions and Passions. This is Naomi.
Oh, how
pleasure
nice
to meet you.
You. So fun to have somebody, somebody I didn't meet yet to phone in.
Isn't it nice?
I've been on All Poetry for almost 30 years.
Oh,
I
yeah,
took a little break
wow.
for about 2 years. Yeah, I took about 2 years off, and I just started back writing, so, yeah.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Cool.
Very cool. And, all right, we'll go ahead. Oh, I put up The Redhead by R.G. Kamal. And, Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Okay, The Redhead. The snow covers everything, a white wherever one looks. It could turn out quite boring, and one cannot do much outside. The feet would sink into the snow, and one could fall. But then one attention is drawn by a splash of wonderful color. It is only then that one sees the redhead in white. Her lovely hair is a painting on a white canvas. End poem.
That was a beautiful read there, Naomi. And R.G. does wonderful at writing brevities. Now, this one I felt was a bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? Not gentle or a lighter touch. With the sensuality.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote to a picture of a woman wearing all white in a winter scene, and her hair is obviously red. And what I liked is that he makes her red hair the focal point of the poem as it is in the painting. You know, and I like by doing that, you can see a true admiration for the beauty of her hair. And so it's just a lovely write and very well done. And Passions, your thought?
I agree. It was a tad bit different for me, but it was uniquely done. It was okay in my book.
Yep, I hear you. And, and everybody, that's the thing with poetry shows, you know, whether we're asking people to write dark poetry, humor poetry, sensual poetry, everybody kind of has their different ideas of what that genre means to them. So, you know, it's always interesting to see the variety that we get. Naomi, you read that beautifully. Your thoughts?
Well, I love how he finishes it out. Her lovely hair is a painting on a white canvas. So we can really see this whole scene here, you know, the snow, everything. Everything is white except for that splash of red hair, which is very dominant, you know, in the focal central point there, and all his attention is drawn into that red hair. And you know what they say about redheads.
Mm-hmm. Spicy.
So,
yep.
Yeah, so an excellent right here. Yeah.
Yep, red is my favorite color to dye my hair when I'm getting bored.
Yeah.
Me too.
All right. And up next we have We Were Walking Life by Hakan Seven. And Naomi, I'm going to put you to work two poems in a row. So if you don't mind,
yeah,
go ahead
okay.
and get a refresh. That's what you get for calling in late.
Okay, I guess I understand. Oh, I love reading. We Were Walking Life. We were walking life, a time in time travel that we descended as we climbed the steps. Love is like a game people don't get tired of playing. Are the snowy roads covered with white nights, or are our dreams falling to the ground, descending with every snowflake? Once we have turned our backs to the past completely, are the drunken years a gain, or is it all that's left of us on this road? Turkish language translation, Yasemi Adimileri.
Do you actually read Turkish?
No. Nope. Adimileri.
I mean, I was going to be really impressed if you did.
Oh, okay. It's all the way down. Oh, boy. Okay. I thought it was just one line. I just noticed that it was.
No. Okay. But, you know,
Come on, Pam Ray, you got this.
Turkish language translation. Oh, boy. I'm not awake yet.
No, I was going to be really impressed. I honestly was. I was like, look at that girl go. She's reading Turkish.
I was beside myself as well. I was like, wow.
I know, right? I'm not qualified yet.
But I have to say, I honestly wish I did read Turkish. I actually wish I... You know, because the thing is with translations and is oftentimes there's subtle nuances in the language that is missed in translations, and it would be really cool to see what the subtle nuances are. I know one time even I'm not really good at German, but it's the only other language I know enough of to use a translator to help me write a poem. And one time I wrote this sensual poem in German, and I wrote it, you know, a line about I want to touch your flesh and or something like that. And it translated as I want to touch your meat. And it's like, that's not really what I was going for. So it works in its own way. But I digress. You know, there was a certain melancholiness about this poem, and I've really seen Hakan grow as a poet over the past couple of years that we've been getting poetry from him. But I have always, and I've noticed he's really been able to reach deep with his sense of emotion. And here you've got it's a sensuality, but it's sensuality mixed with kind of a melancholiness, a sadness. Love is like a game people don't get tired of playing. You know, are the snowy roads covered with white nights, or are our dreams falling to the ground? There's this real sense of, to me, of that loss that we keep experiencing with heartbreak, but that we keep continuing on that road despite ourselves. So beautifully written, emotive, and very well done. And promise, your thoughts.
Oh, I thought you did a brilliant job. I was like, I was just like flabbergasted. I was like, no, she didn't. She just blew me out of the water because, Turkish, come on now. It was a beautiful poem. It was beautiful. I can't say any more about it. I love different languages. So when I write from time to time in Spanish, and I love it, and I would love to learn to speak other, you know, to write in other languages. So I'm going to have to hook up with this person and see about doing a collab sometime.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, if you like collaborations, you should hook up, if you haven't already, with Poetic Picasso. He writes wonderful sensuality, and he speaks Spanish and puts a lot of Spanish in his writes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Poetic Picasso. Awesome.
Yep. Yep. We'll actually have one of his poems tonight. And Naomi, you read that wonderfully, including the three lines of Turkish. And what are your thoughts?
You know, we were walking life, a time in time travel that we descended as we climbed the steps. So he's as if he's in a mystical world of themselves there, like
mm-hmm.
time instead of inside of time, you know, inside of their own little time bubble here. Very well written, and like you said, it has kind of carries like a feeling of, I agree, melancholy here and yearning and longing, you know, maybe for the times past. Just an excellent little write here by Akan, so bravo.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I have to agree. I like how you mentioned the part about time and how it kind of had its own mystical feel to it in those lines. I thought that was a really great observation. All right, and Passions, I've put up your poem, Breath of Promise, so go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Okay. Breath of promise, a breath of promise danced midair against cheekbone to chin and lips. A sigh of passion escapes with flair as fingers clench the gist of hips. Tongue teases sweet lips design, tickling senses none had reached, tearing apart the plump line, tasting the ripest southern peach. Eyes flickered a moment of lust, every movement stirred anticipation. Eager for more, fingertips at bust, early signs of arousal, retaliation. Pressure of bodies are now giving in, panting creates most passionate cries, placing lips upon nipples base of sin, power now resting lust-filled sighs. Fingertips to lips, a softened touch to hush, forgetting the moment, a sordid mistake, flavor of passion, a most powerful rush, feelings unravel and desires to take. Eyes flickered a moment of lust, every movement stirred anticipation, eager for more, fingertips at bust, early signs of arousal, retaliation, homeward bound, time to reveal the gem that's hidden beneath it all, the pearl of the passion.
Wonderful, V. Bear Passions. I'm really glad you were able to call in and read it yourself because poetry sounds so much more beautiful in the author's voice. And Naomi, what were your thoughts on Passions, right?
Yeah, well, I agree, you know, with her voice, we could really feel like the passion bursting through, like almost like in one breath there, the way she read that, you know, like in a rapid movements, you know, like they were overtaken with this passion, you know, and it was just like erupting there from their bodies. And I love this. This was excellent lines in here. Tasting the ripest southern peach. I really, really love that, you know, tearing apart the plump line, tasting the ripest southern peach. Really love that there. And placing lips upon nipples base, a sin. Power now rests in lust-filled sighs. That's really the way you took different body parts all throughout also, you know, just add it to the powerfulness of this piece. Yeah, I just was amazed and was just like brought in to this, into your right, and just pulled in, you know, and it was really amazing. So thank you very much, Passion. This
thank
was
you.
An amazing, amazing write.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. And I'm really glad, Naomi, that you brought in, you know, that there really is this intense sense of passion within this write, and how she went through the different parts of the body. And what I liked about that, Passion, is that I felt like within this write was this kind of admiration and appreciation for the beauty and the strength of the feminine form. I was particularly drawn to as fingers clench, thickest of hips. There's a real sense of knowing that a woman with curves is sexy. And I really, now on a technical level, some of the things I like about this poem is that the rhyme and the flow is really spot on. You have wonderful use of alliteration. Alliteration is one of those tools that works beautifully in a poem, such as, you know, where it's, says, fingertip to lips, a soft, a touch to hush, forgetting the moment, a sordid mistake. You know, that's more of inner alliteration, but you also had like words like tickling and tearing and teases and tongue that worked really well together. I also like, and this is a small thing, and not everybody, you know, and it depends on the poem, but a lot of times I like to see a format that has a consistent length and close to the same line patterns. Like, I feel, now to me personally, and this isn't everybody, and sometimes I'll see poems that are the exception, but sometimes I find it very jarring if all but one or two lines are the same length and the one stands out as this really long line. And so right. I felt you did really good with the setup of your lines. Now, as far as sensuality goes, yes, this is absolutely, it is filled with heat. Tearing apart the plump line, tasting the ripest southern peach, fingertips to lift a softened touch to hush. You know, eyes flickered a moment of lust, every movement stirred anticipation. And I really like those lines because I feel like the anticipation of what is about to happen in especially in a sensual poem is just as important as when you finally, when it gets to the action. So absolutely a beautiful, stunning write and very well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And would you like to say anything about your poem?
I'm sorry?
Oh, did you want to say anything about your poem?
Oh, well, I appreciate all the feedback. It's after being gone for so long, it's good to get good feedback. I mean, it was what I was known for back in the day, and it's your prompt brought it out. I mean, and like I said, I was at work, and I was like, oh my God, I can't be doing this at work.
Well, I'm glad you were inspired. Yeah, well, and you know what,
insane.
To be honest, email links on All Poetry always will not work. Like, you can't click on them. You have to, like, copy or paste or type them out. Even if you were at home, you wouldn't have been able to just click on it.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, up next we have The Naked Knight by Poetic Picasso. And we do have a SoundCloud for that. So, you know, Frank, I know you're listening. If you'd like to call in while your SoundCloud is playing and listen to the ladies give you comments, now would be the time. Just saying.
Yes, Picasso, we need to talk to you.
There you go. There you go. All right, I'm going to go ahead and play the SoundCloud.
Mi amor, we dip into the sensual sea of our penetrating passion, submerging with the deepest discovery of a soaked seduction, like two lost lovers seeking the treasures of playful pleasures under the glistening glow above the roaring ripples of lush lust. Your kinetic kisses conduce me to luscious lips of a narrow inlet beyond the edge of the persuaded peaks of your blossoming bosom. bosom in the voluptuous valley of the temptations of a blushing burst where the mystic moon infuses our bodies with its luminous light. The exotic tide swell into the tsunami of a heightened hunger in our melting mouths yearn for the taste of its wet succulence upon the sweet scent of the floating flowers of fresh petals of jasmines listening to the whispering whirlpool releasing mounting moans of the sea. Hush, for the naked night is still a vast virgin unexplored, invoking the subtle silence of the fleeting fluctuation of waves, waiting for the surge of drenched desires from the seductive sea beneath the sultry sheets of the erotic echoes of an island's call. Tú eres mi noche salvaje, mi amante, mi luna, el mar que me enloquece, la sed llenando mi boca. You are my wild night, my lover, my moon, the sea driving me mad, the thirst quenching my mouth. Mi amor, mi calor.
Wonderful reading right there, Frank. Thank you for the sound.
Lord have mercy.
Very. You're right. Exactly. Exactly. Why don't you go ahead, Passions, and continue with that thought?
Well, from the beginning, Mia Moore had me. I was my love. And then the way he broke it down, and that, oh, my God. He was, wow. There is not one part that I did not like. The 10 lines, and I mean, just everything, all the movements. And then when he comes to this little hush, and I could just, I felt my throat. You know, my breathing caught in my throat. I mean, I couldn't even breathe. I was like, hush. And then he goes on. And the blossoming petals and beautiful. Simply freaking beautiful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that was a wonderful comment. And I like how you describe the physical reaction of your that lump that catches in your throat when a poem really grabs your attention. So wonderful comment there. And Naomi, your thoughts on Frank's poem.
Oh, he's the master of sensuality. I mean, you know, just the way he reads every time. The Naked Night, I just loved, like, his title right there, The Naked Night. And the way he uses the sea as a metaphor, an extended metaphor, and the waves, and then the moon, how the moon reflects on their bodies, and the petal flowers of fresh petals of jasmine glistening, listening to the whispering whirlpool, releasing mounting moans of the sea. See, he uses the sea again there, and the jasmine. You know, when you put scent into a poem, it's so enveloping, and it's also more sensual. It enlightens all your senses. And, all through, the sultry sheets of the erotic echoes of an island's call. Frank has a way when he uses the ocean, and he uses, like, as if you're on an island there, just two bodies involved in each other, on your own little island there by the sea, and you hear the waves, and you're underneath the moon in the night and alone there. This is just beautiful, Frank, from start to finish. Just absolutely bathe me in that magical feeling of passionate rush there and seductivity. So just bravo on this, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Very well said, Naomi. And you're right. You can tell when he writes using nature imagery as metaphors, especially the ocean, that there's this kind of admiration for the beauty of the ocean. And you can also see within his line admiration for the beauty of women and movement. For me, particularly when it comes to sensual rites, I very much enjoy when people use nature imagery or music, dancing. Those are like some of my favorite things to have in a sensual rite. And I like how he uses the movement of the water to convey the movement of sensuality. Again, another one who's wonderful with alliteration. I really like your kinetic kisses conduce me to luscious lips of a narrow inlet beyond the edge of the persuaded peaks of your blossoming bosom. That is just absolutely wonderful imagery. Waiting for the surge of drenched desires from the seductive sea beneath the sultry sheets of the erotic echoes of an island's call. I like the erotic echoes of an island's call. It makes me think of that poem, which is not a sensual poem. It's a famous one, the one that starts with the whole idea that every man is an island. But it makes me think of the two islands being the people who are alone, but in that moment come together, and both physical and emotional needs are met. Now, I will say that my one disappointment is that, Frankie goes, he writes these sensual poems, and then he's too afraid to face three women. I don't know there, Naomi. What are we going to do with him? But wonderful right there, Frank. Thank you for sharing with us. Very much appreciated. And
my gosh, that was
he
that
sure
was,
shook,
I'm still
shook us
for
awake.
Sleep?
Rising
what are you talking
up
about?
The challenge. He said, hold on, he's going to call in. Ha ha, yep, put you on the spot. That's right. All right. And let's see here. Well, while we wait for him to call in, I will go on to the next poem, which also has a SoundCloud. And Then we'll go ahead, and it's Dust Free Verse, Dust by Casey Day. And so we'll go ahead, and I'll give that a play.
Dust. Ghosts echo in the alleyways, left empty after kisses turned to flames and left ashes setting on the soles of our shoes. But isn't it beautiful watching life scatter seeds planted in a soil that never promised anything but hope? Memories splattered on streets, dreams like wings losing feathers, painting silhouettes of what could be. There's a hollow inside the rain that hums your name only to me. I was always a lot of things. Whisper your heartstrings into me and we'll drown ourselves to pierce reality and float away on the waves as they touch the pages we were too afraid to burn. Hand in hand we'll face the dawn, our weapons drawn, but my mind is holding on to you. Ghosts echo in the alleyways left empty after kisses turn to flames and left ashes setting on the soles of our shoes.
Wonderful read and write there, Casey. Thank you so much for the SoundCloud, as always, is very much appreciated. And I have to say, Casey, she has this beautiful way of making a write both sensual and dark, but not overly dark. But there is this kind of sense of this element of darkness within the sensuality of her lines that I appreciate absolutely. And Naomi, your thoughts on Casey's poem?
Oh, yeah, this is the way she read it, too. I mean, it's almost haunting, you know. It's like very, very sensual, but like deeply haunting. It has this aura around the whole thing, you know, that just transports you into another time and place here. You sometimes you're left this way after, you know, you either awake from a dream about a lover, or you know you're in that moment and you're with somebody, you know, and you're just transported along with him so deeply that it's almost mind-boggling, you know. It's hauntingly invading inside of you, you know. Memories splattered on sheets, dreams like wings, losing feathers, painting silhouettes of what could be. That's a hollow inside. There's a hollow inside the rain that hums your name only to me. You know, that makes you shiver right there. And, you know, the also whisper your heartstrings into me, you know. Whisper them, but, you know, even into me. Now, that's a very powerful line there. And this was just an amazing, amazing write and an amazing read, Casey. Like, I really, really was drawn into this, just enjoyed it from the beginning to end. So just a brilliant, brilliant write here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I do like how you mentioned that it has that kind of feeling of, like, after you wake up from having a dream about a lover. I thought that was a really just great observation there. So very well said. And I would like to welcome, before we continue on with the commenting, I'd like to welcome Frank to the show. Welcome, Frank. Glad you could join us.
Welcome.
Hello there, hello there. I, fortunately, the phone is down to my battery, but I thought of Colleen
hello, Moshe.
It's not because I didn't want to call in. I've been having issues with my phone there somewhat and other issues, but I thought I'd call in and just say, you know, for a quick, I can stay on for maybe 10 minutes and so be it, but I thought I'd just call in and let you know it's not because I didn't want to call in.
That is wonderful. I'm glad you did, and I completely understand about phone issues. I'm honestly surprised my phone hasn't hung up on me yet. Frank, I'd like you to meet Passion's Promise. And Passion's Promise, this is a poetic Castle, who we call Frank.
Hello there.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to meet you. And
awesome
I don't know,
work.
I think, I appreciate
awesome,
that.
Awesome work.
Oh, thank you.
I would like to
that.
Collab with you sometime.
Oh, that's not a problem there. We could work that out afterwards.
Absolutely.
I was able to listen to most of the poem. I didn't hear the beginning of the poem, but I thought the poem was very. I'm always enthralled. If you're not able to hear me, just tell me because of the breakup in the phone.
No, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. I'm always amazed by the potential that Casey has when she writes her poems, and she adds sound clouds in them, which are always good. But I like the way she brings narratives into her pieces there. You know, she brings us the sensuality there, but she also adds elements there, you know, the ghosts, echoes, and the alleys. You know, there is always a storyline to her poetry, which I, you know, in particular as well to her sensual poetry. And I like that whole notion there of, you know, the notion of the ghosts, you know, the echo and the alleys, and how she refers them to, you know, with the kisses, you know, left empty. This is just a very seductive a seductive poem, but also it's it conjures a lot of imagery, you know, and that's what I really like about this piece here. So I really, from what I heard of it and reading it, I really enjoyed the piece.
Absolutely, I agree. Yeah, she has a wonderful way with imagery. I too really liked Whisper Your Heartstrings Into Me. We'll drown ourselves to pierce reality and float away on the waves. There's something to me about, you know, being with a lover that, you know, to help wash away the pains of yesterday's hurt. It also kind of, to me, has kind of this idea of remembering somebody who once was and who once was an important part of your life but no longer is. There's just a really, like I said, she's got such a beautiful, haunting tone to her poetry, especially this right, that it's captivating. And Proms, am I saying your name right now? Passions. I keep going back and forth between calling you Passions and calling you Promise. That's throwing myself off. But Passions, your thoughts.
I have to agree with everybody. It was pretty... to me, in my opinion, I felt that it was like a love lost, reminiscence type thing. What could have been, or was, you know, or what was and could be, or should be, more or less. It did have the haunting feel. I mean, it was. I felt sad at first when I was listening, and then it was the images. You know, the imagery is off the chain, and I believe she did a brilliant job on it. Like I said, when it started out, I was feeling kind of gloomy at first, but then it was when you get into it, it held my attention and bravo, good job.
Absolutely. Absolutely, wonderfully said there. And I like how you brought up that it has that feel of what could have been. That was really well expressed there. And Naomi, I put up your poem, Hush, 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 and we have your recording. So I'll go ahead and find that and push play. So here we go.
I look at you in French with silky eyes and pouty lips, feeling soggy and even a tad sophomore. I smile, scribbling sultry muses sauced with sass and sibilance, seeping slippery under your shivering sheath. blushing bleeds dark against my ivory skin, inviting you to dive deeper into me, to feel the soft fall of my breast pressed against your chest. Your heart starts to stutter, hungry for what waits below, to lick the perfume from my inner thighs, swept by my lustful murmurs you drown in between the hours, watching breezes caress my pink-flushed flesh and crush my body under yours as the air is expelled in a gushing, rushing, torrid rise and fall of our in-sync breathing till the only sound in the room you hear is my luscious hush, hush, hush. Come follow me, not far. My tongue entangles you in scorched, aching need to possess my mouth. I've broken all your ledges, torn and slit you open, and you sink beneath the surface, slipping into darkness, burning with passion, left corrupted at the core, damning you to want me more.
Wonderful read there, Naomi. Absolutely beautiful. And Frank, what did you think of our beautiful Naomi's poem?
Oh, now, you want me to actually say what I think, or?
I want for you to say the PG version of what you think.
This is a very sultry piece. It's very passionate. It has remarkable imagery throughout this poem here. You just took me on I almost felt that I was going on an escapade with you on this poem here. You were bringing the delight there with every metaphor here. You know, this whole notion here of sight, I look at you. You know, there's always something that's so attractive, you know, a seduction when it comes to the eyes, when it comes to the lips. Everything that is visual, it's very enticing. And when you talk about all of this, you know, you bring the visual imagery throughout the poem, and you bring us, you know, as well the foreplay, but you also describe it in a way, you know, that you in a seductive manner, that you are trying, you know, it's not you're trying, but you're actually seducing someone with this poem here. And I could feel from beginning to end, the hot seduction in this poem here. And I like the way you ended there with left corrupted at the core, damning you to want me more. There's something about those lines there, you know, in the end, you know, when you talk about seduction, there's always, you know, the ending of that seduction and how it ends. So I thought overall it was a magnificent piece. And I thought if I could steal a few words from you there, I thought it was very caliente, muy caliente.
Merci.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Frank.
And yeah, this is definitely a beautiful and seductive write, and I like the way that it did take us on a journey of love making. I smile, skibbering, sultry muses, seduced with sass and sibilance, keeping slippery under your shivering sheath. That is just a stunning seductiveness. For what waits below to lick the perfume from my inner thighs, swept by my lustful murmurs, you drown in between the hours, watching breezes caress my pink flushed flesh. And there's just this really strong sense of passion, this real strong sense of wanting to be with a lover, and enjoying, like, being lost in the moment of being with somebody, physically and emotionally, and just being connected. And I thought this was just beautifully written, Naomi, and very well done. And now what we're all going to do is, just for Robbie's amusement, we are all going to say the word undulation. So, Naomi, go ahead, say the word undulation.
Can I say it in French?
Go for it. Oui.
Undulation.
Very good. Very good. Frank, would you like to say undulation in Spanish?
Yeah, I could say it in English and in Spanish. Undulation in Spanish would be undulación.
Bravo. Well, there you go, Robbie. Your night has just been made. he had been in the room. I want to hear
there.
The word undulate.
There we go, undulate. There we go. That's a verb there. What you're asking is a verb.
That
there. Undulate
is a word.
A verb. No, but
yes,
it's a verb. It's a verb. Undulation would be a noun. But, in Spanish,
yeah.
The verb undulate would be undular. And the verb would be undular.
Yes. That is true. He did say undulate, and I said undulation. But, yep, well, there you go. Now he should be happy. All right. I have
there we
to
go.
Say... This has been such a wonderful night of poetry. I've just really appreciated everybody. All right, let's see what we got next. And I know, Frank, you can't stay too much longer because of battery level, but,
my battery's about...
I understand that.
I mean...
All right, well, thank you for calling in.
Good
night,
I can,
Frank.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try to stick to one more and read. I mean, hear a poem. If you want, I could hear a poem, hear one more poem before my battery dies out here. Yeah? I can listen to another poem.
Oh, well, why don't we do that? I'll get one for Frank to read, and
I don't know if I can read. Go ahead and try.
Yeah.
My phone is just, it's just so slow. I could... I'm still trying to get out of the poem from Naomi's poem. But go ahead and try. I mean, I can see if I can. My phone allows me to be able
all
to.
All right. Well,
if
you want to give it a try, I have "It Is Very Good" by Eden Gray up. And go ahead and if you can give that a read.
I'm still gonna have to. My phone is still not permitting me to even get beyond the poem itself.
No problem.
Yeah. But I can listen
I'll go
to
ahead
the poem.
And
if by chance the next poem, if I'm able to get my connection back, I could do the next poem if permitted, of course.
Okay, no problem. No problem. And I will go ahead then, and I have up Just Listen by MK Rock, and we have a SoundCloud for that. So I'm going to go ahead and push play.
Just Listen by MK Rock. Peak rise to listen utterance. Gas sink. Peak miss juicy pillow folds. Chorus crescendo. In spills of Orphic cipher chamber swells, silken fluidity, drips of resin alliance, nectarous in plea. Passages flooding, a pulse throbbed to drum's gate, shushing lyric limits. We become more. A psalm composed. Psyche melds. Wax gild corridor seals, love heals. Thresholds lip annealed. Hip crests crash. Pash favors voyagers of storm crossings. Limbs plated. Amalgam bold of flesh expressions. Nail tip rate. Impressions caressed. Thieve rasped syllables surface. Lungs clamber for air as we lay breathless, boneless, bonding, suns glazed in stunned collapse, tangled dazed, hush, savored. End poem.
Wonderful reading right there, Mindy. She always has such a beautiful reading voice. And Naomi, your thoughts on Mindy's poem?
She has beautiful. She has some lines here with beautiful alliteration in them. We lay breathless, boneless, bonding. Suns glazed and stunned collapse, tangled days, hush, savored. Oh, I just love that ending. Oh, my gracious. And all the way through, like her, the imagery that this evokes in one's mind, and the beautiful metaphors that she uses throughout there. I just like passages flooding a pulse throb to drum's gate, shushing lyric limits. And then the way she uses the psalms there, just a beautiful, beautiful write like Mindy can do them, you know. She is so much. She's such a talented writer. Like I just in awe here and in admiration of this written work here. Just a bravo, Mindy. Just all the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very well said there. And Frank, your thoughts on Mindy's poem?
Yes, I have to agree. This is just a wonderful display of writing. I've always been as well in admiration of her writing. She has just a wonderful collection of metaphors and language. You know, it's a wonderful connection when you combine both of them, like an amalgamation, make that of words. And I thought this poem, although it's sensual, it does give us that sense of wordplay, of foreplay, that leaves us wanting more. You know, it's a very stunning, it's a beautiful write. You know, it has a sensuality, but I thought it's written in a very classy way, if I can say the way. You know, she uses just superbly the metaphors in this piece to just pinpoint every one of these images here, to perfection. So it's really a remarkable thing that she has, and the ability. Each and every time that I read or I hear her poetry, I'm always in awe of the degree of talent that she has to write.
Absolutely, I have to agree. Her poetry, her sensual poetry, it's sensual and it's intelligent, and as you said, it's classy. I really like how this captures. It kind of has the air of an Abade, one of those morning poems or poems about love in the morning or the sadness about having to leave a lover. But this one kind of has the idea of lovers in bed together. I really liked a psalm-composed psyche melds wax, glide corridor seals, love heals, threshold lip anneal. There's this real sense of the healing power of love. I really also liked her ending, bonding, sun glaze and sun collapse, tangled days, hush savored. Another favorite part of mine was where she says, lungs clamor for air as we lay breathless, boneless. There's this, to me, this beautiful sense of that moment after lovemaking where you collapse into each other. And I think, so I wouldn't have, you know, that's the great thing. Is sometimes you see words in a sensual rite that you wouldn't have thought of using, but I thought boneless was absolutely perfect to describe the way that your body feels completely relaxed. So absolutely a stunning rite and very well done. And... All right. Oh, did I grab the next poem? I'm not sure I did. Yes, I think I did. All right. So let's get that on the board. And all right. I have up It Is Very Good by Eden Bray. And Frank, are you able to do that?
I can go ahead and I'll go ahead before I leave. I mean, I feel so bad I did read a poem. I would definitely read this one for you, Pam. My voice is a bit off tonight, but I will read this poem before I go. So this is a poem. It's called It Is Very Good by Eden Bray, and it goes like this. Marsha, Appian's a funny name. Bent before you make them shapes, triangles, petals, so soft and lips, swollen lips at the apex. Of circles in the midst. The kisses softly at the lips parting warm, warmly welcome. Him, yearn for him the void is soft for him at his lips. The kissing lips, sweet, gentle as his thighs. He harness, strength and drive, hot to touch. His purpose, power and strength and length and depth. In width of false of cotton sheets, drifting back to air. Her lips are open to contain him. No words for her. For him, that can explain things, the wonder of his ship, the long, loving hand of his pain, his hands, his legs, his body moving gently, balls and lips, her lips are gently opening, petals of a flower, flower of a desire for his grace, his power, his pneumatic shift, his push unmixed, incised her cheeks, a luscious bruise, peaches warm and flushed as a softened petals. The fully moistened lips in the poem.
Absolutely a wonderful read there, Frank, and a beautiful write by Eden Bray. And Naomi, your thoughts on this poem?
Yeah, this is it's sensual the way he used the power inside of this poem, inside of all his gestures, and inside of this man here, all the strength that he harnessed, his thighs, his drive, his it brings out like this raw passion, between the cotton sheets. Here and the repetition of the word lips and the petals of the flowers, and that's really I thought that was really sensual there, the way he repeated lips and lush as bruised peaches, warm and flushed as her softened petals, her fully moistened lips. I love that ending there. Just the way he falls into her, with such powerfulness. It's just a wonderful right here. Drifting away inside of this poem. So bravo, Eden Bray.
Absolutely. And you're right. There was a powerfulness to this poem. And so really well said there. And Frank, you read that wonderfully. Your thoughts?
Yes, I have to agree with Naomi. This poem does the imagery throughout the poem here and the seductive nature of the poem here. Just draws you in from the beginning there. The lips themselves, the way he just, describes and petals are soft and lips, swollen lips at the apex of circles. I mean, he does a masterful job here, I would say, of just given us this incredible imagery of wordplay and foreplay in the seduction that he offers in here. It's very much, it's very vivid, you know. He gives us details into what's going on here, and he gives us, you know, he gives us that whole notion of the lips there, you know, and he leaves us beckoning, you know, and wanting, you know, to know more and wanting to savor as well from those lips. I thought he did a fantastic job, and the prompt itself was an excellent prompt to the influence. And with that, Pam, I will let you go and enjoy the rest of the show, but it's always a pleasure, and hopefully once I can recover, I can start calling back in a little bit more.
Sounds good.
Good night,
thank
Frank.
You, Frank.
Take care. Take care, everyone.
Good night, Frank.
Good night. Bonne nuit.
Bonne nuit.
Yeah, I really liked this rite. I felt it was one of those rites that tiptoed the line in a very, it was intelligent and provocative in the way he was able to use metaphor, allusion, and imagery to give you a clearly passionate rite where you have no doubt about what's going on. But he doesn't cross the line into vulgarity. I thought he did a beautiful job of doing that. I really did like his power, his pneumatic shift, his push unmixed inside her cheeks, our lush, his bruised peaches warm. You know, that whole ending was just absolutely, absolutely beautiful. I have to admit, the first line made me giggle. You know, like I was on mute and it's not bad. It's so different. It so stands out from the rest of the poem. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of how women, well, oftentimes, I'm sure men obviously do this too, will get distracted. You know, like when you're in bed with somebody and all of a sudden you're distracted by these thoughts that just come right out of the blue. You know, so that was exactly. But I really liked this all the way through. Sweet, gentle as his thighs, his harness strength and drive, harness stretched and drive, hot to touch, his purpose, power and strength and length and depth. There were some wonderful inner rhyme within those lines that moved it along beautifully. So just a wonderful write and very well done. All right, Naomi, it's me, you, and a boy named Sue.
I was just trying to find the artist's name of that painting. I wonder if it was the name of the artist was Marcia Appian. That's why he put it in there. I don't know. I can't say. You know, he doesn't put the name of the artist there. But maybe that could be the explanation.
I've seen that painting before.
Yeah.
I just can't remember where.
And it is a very evocative painting there, you know. Can almost
it truly
see the,
is. You can definitely, within the abstract imagery, you can see the sensuality. Up next we have Hush, He Said by Martha Gettle, and we do have a SoundCloud for that one also, so I'll go ahead. Find that, and here we go.
Hush, He Said, by Martha Gettle. Hush, He Said, I've got something to say. I know you think that I'll be leaving someday. You think that my love for you is not true. But darling, I've got something I need to say to you. Baby, your love gets me up in the morning. You are like a trap sprung without warning. And baby, just looking in your eyes gives me a reason in the morning to rise. Darling, you don't know what you mean to me. You make me everything that I long to be. You make me feel like I could never fall. Baby, with you, I stand 10 feet tall. I just can't stand it when you look at me and think that someday I'll push you over the brink. Darling, if you fell, I'd have to go with you. There's nothing else my heart would let me do. Darling, you don't know what you mean to me. You make me everything I long to be. You make me feel like I could never fall. Baby, with you, I stand 10 feet tall. So I promise you whatever comes, we will work it out. Because I'm in it for the long run, never have a doubt. So darling, you will never be crying over me. Because I'll be right here with you, where I'm meant to be.
Great singing right there, Martha, and thank you for the recording. Very much appreciate it. You know what I really liked about this one is it was romantic. Instead of delving into the sensual, which, of course, we all know I really appreciate the sensual, it is absolutely beautiful. But this touches on the idea of someone who has been hurt before, and their lover is, and their partner, and I feel like there's a kind of a partnership in this rite, rather than just the physical intimacy, is comforting them, is letting them know, you know, I'm not like all those other guys. I will be there for you. You know, I'm going to be your rock, your shield, your strength. I'm going to be there to get you through the difficult times. I thought this was a beautifully written, heartfelt, and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree, absolutely. It's very romantic. You know, somebody that tells you that you're the reason for getting up in the morning, like, wow. And, you know, that's right there, you know, is very enticing and very warm, and it just brings a, you know, soft and tenderness into the poem there, right there in those lines there. Baby, just looking in your eyes gives me a reason in the morning to rise. And as always, you know, her rhyme, her rhythm and rhyme is just spot on. And, you know, it's just, you know, just written to be sung, like she sings it so amazingly every time there. Just a brilliant write here, Martha, and I just really enjoyed it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have to agree. All right. Up next, we have Sweetly Salty by Del Rey. And I'll go ahead and give this one a read. And it goes like this. With maple cream and sugar pie, she bakes with love that makes him sigh and dream of the clouds and pearly gates with rose bikini, Phoebe Cates. From her oven, she spreads her treat and welcomes him to sit and eat. Her cookies crumb, her cherry flake, her lacy iced red velvet cake. When he is full, she gives him a look that tells him it's his time to cook. And on open flame, his tenderloin, like dog and bun, they soon will join. For now, in turn, she gets to dream of tight blue jeans and Charlie Sheen. She rotates by a hardwood fire, releasing steam through her desire. From sweetly salty, salty sweet, they have their fill, each other's heat. And on the couch, whisper wishes, they talk about who'll do the dishes and home. Oh, that was fun. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
And Naomi, what did you think of Del's
poem? Yeah. Well, I just love Dan, you know. He has this way of writing and this way of putting, fun into his writes every time, you know, and just takes you by surprise every time because he has such an imagination. I mean, my gracious, he just blows me away every time with his writing. And I'm sorry because I haven't been reading you enough, I know, lately. And, so I've been neglecting you. I have to get myself over there and get reading you, Dan. So I'm sorry about this, but I just love this, you know. just amazing lines in here. On open flame, his tender loin, like dog and bun, they soon will join. And then she's dreaming about Charlie Sheen in tight blue jeans. And then in the end, you know, they are just sitting on the couch, are talking about who will do the dishes after they had all these hot, the daydreaming, you know, going on. Yeah, I just love this. This is just this is amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely. I did enjoy the combination of humor and sensuality. I was glad to see Del write for the contest in the show. He is truly one of the nicest and funnest people
Old
Poetry. And I know pretty much everybody has read Del Rey, but anybody who hasn't, I highly recommend that you check him out. It's funny, I think he revealed to us that he had a secret crush on Phoebe Cates. I imagine that being his, like, I think that was probably his high school crush, I'm guessing. So,
okay.
Yeah, well, that's my guess anyways. And I, too, liked that third stanza. I mean, well, this is great all the way through. But this, I particularly like the second and third stanza and the ending, because the ending was not only a great punchline ending with the humor in it, but it also was just a great grounding touch of reality, because let's face it, sometimes that's what love is, that's what marriage is. It's taking turns cooking, it's taking turns doing the dishes, it's those little gestures of love. You know, and so just really a clever and fun write, and very well done.
Yeah, indeed.
All right. And let's see what we have next. All right. And up next we have What I Know About the Rain and Us by Mandy42. And would you give that a read, please, Naomi?
Yes. What I know about the rain and us. We talk about the rain and how much we love it falling. It tells us that the leaves don't need raking. All that rotten rust and gold can crown in green for all we care. And we don't care. Our bed is a king covered with less lace grips, collaboration and a better way with verse. It's too dark to call daylight, but amber encases the curves of my hips. It dabbles the bridge of your nose. Salacious sun shower. No need to close the covers. We're bare as the honest poetry that reminds you how you miss your mother and me, of how I still have mine for Sunday's lines are crossed and uncrossed. You reach beach roses, and the moment is heavy, rain cloud. I trace you in your spectacles and books. My charcoal mind frames your page flips an eye glint, shading your happy slackness. I like that you go deep. I wait for your lips to reincarnate the great. And that is when you say, listen to this, my love. I want to read you a poem. End poem. Oh, this is just beautiful.
Isn't it? It's absolutely beautiful and stunning. And that was a wonderful read. And what I really like about this, the general vibe of capturing a simple and intimate moment, a couple laying in bed together, listening to the rain, and there's something so beautiful about the sound of the rain, and realizing that the rain isn't something to be angry at. It's something to be enjoyed and appreciated, because not only is it beautiful, but it gives them the opportunity to spend extra time in bed together. I really like, it's too dark to call daylight, but amber encases the curves of my hips. It dapples the bridge of your nose, salacious sun shower. Wonderful imagery and lines all the way through. I also really like, I trace you in your spectral books. My charcoal mind frames your page flips and eyes. There's really, like, the use of the word charcoal makes me think of someone who's either a poet or writer, like uses pencil and paper, or draws with charcoal. And so it's kind of this idea, like I get the idea of the artistic mind, the mind of an artist studying her partner, studying her love. And then to end with, I want to read you a poem. There's so something so beautiful and intimate about someone who wants to read you their poem. And just absolutely a wonderful write and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
This is just absolutely breathtaking. I mean, it's, you know, it's so personal. It's so, you're just there with them, you know, in this loving moment, you know, of sharing of their intimacy here. She just lets you in, you know, and the way it's written, oh my gracious, you know, those ending lines, like, listen to this, my love. I want to read you a poem. Oh, I'd love to have a man say that to me one day, you know, just you laying in bed and having this right here, you know, I'd love that. You know, there's something, you know, so warm about this, you know, about just sharing something together here, like that is reading of a poem. It's just it just sends warmth all over you, you know, as all this poem does. So just a brilliant read here. I just love this, Mandy, so thank you so much for sharing this.
Absolutely. I have to agree. Well said there. All right. And up next we have Intimate Liaisons by Tomahawk. And it goes like this. Hold on. I need to actually adjust myself so I can see the print a little better. All right. There we go. And it goes like this. Meander did I, and thus all virtue to yield the diaphanous zephyrs of the diurnal change, my mind splayed forth as an open field, visually rampant in salubrious free range. Pastoral sociance bears the azure sky. Oh, there, wispy cirrus clouds be now, with a fervor dare I endeavor to comply. The induction of my seduction do I trow. Such is the revelation of your cease couture. Take my course, revel in our carnal learning, the white linen fragrance of your allure, hints of passionate congress I'm gleaning. This our advent of discovery in our hearts, that I contrive to be your portal to pleasure. Journey together, a place where love starts, dare we such karma to reach joy's treasure. Flesh to flesh, the warmth of melding into one, delving deeper into timeless harlequin ardor, satiated, and our corporal congress is done, all emotions considered, there be no martyr. So here we stand on the precipice of a dream, two strangers no longer our story to be told, laying together, honor bound, in love it seems, magnificent seduction we share, forever gold. End poem. And I have to say, I think that had some $5 words in it, and wow, but that was beautifully written, absolutely stunning mm-hmm. rhyme. Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is such an elegant and eloquent write here. It's just a masterful use of words throughout this piece. Pastoral souciance bears the azure sky. Oh, there wispy cirrus clouds be now with a fervor. Dare I endeavor to comply the induction of my seduction, do I trow? That's amazing, that ouverture there. Overture, do we say that in English? The opening to the rest of the poem that goes on, you know, to the love making there, and the way he
yeah.
ends it too, laying together honor bond and love. It seems magnificent seduction we share, forever gold. That's an amazing, amazing ending there. Bravo, Tomahawk, on this write. It's just a brilliant use of words throughout this poem, and brilliant write.
Absolutely. I'd actually like to have Tomahawk call in, because I know he's called in before and he's got a really nice reading voice, so it'd be great to have him read his own poems, or even if he could make recordings, I thought this was just absolutely stunning. What I really like is about the idea of two people discovering each other and joining together to create that physical and emotional connection. I really liked this, our advent of discovery in our hearts. And flesh to flesh, the warmth of melting into one, delving deeper into timeless harlequin ardor was another great line. And that ending, absolutely beautiful, laying together, honor-bound in love, it seems, magnificent seduction we share, forever gold. It truly just conveys the pricelessness of finding a connection with another person. And I also really like the use of the word precipice. You know, there are just certain words that really flow nicely or are intriguing, you know, and those are, that's one of them. So just really a stunning write and very well done. All right, and see what we got next. All right, and maybe I can get the screen to work. There we go. Got it. All right. Up next, we have Her by Claire Keown, too. And would you give that a read for us, please, Naomi?
Yes. Her eyes littered with the stuff of space, iris enveloped with cosmic junk and shards of starry ice freeze. Lashes together, the magnetic disturbance of your hips burns sunspots on my palms, distant savage suns turn comets to salted oceans, tickle your cheeks like feathers, red dust settles over your lips, electrons swim across nails, gravitate through my skin, your speckle fueled aurora, watch your veins pulse, the nubulas aftermath, blackout. Your leftover face, the skies won't forget you. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi. I'm glad that Claire Keown was inspired to write for the show in the contest. I think she has wonderful use of imagery and metaphors here. I'm particularly fond of the fact that she did go into the almost this combination of science and sensuality that I thought worked really well. Electrons from across nails gravitate through my skin, your spicula fueled aurora, watch your veins pulse, the nebula's aftermath. I really love that line, the nebula's aftermath. Just really just wonderful in build-up and intensity. I also really enjoyed the line, the magnetic disturbance of your hips burn sunspots on my palms. That's one of those lines worthy of being a prompt for a contest. It's just that stand out. So wonderful, right, and very well done. And Naomi, you read that beautifully. Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I loved that, the way she opened this. Her eyes littered with the stuff of space, iris enveloped with cosmic junk and shards of starry ice. Freeze lashes together. Wow, what a stanza. I mean, like just bang, you know. Like that, if that doesn't draw you into a right, you know, nothing will. That is just amazing, that first stanza there, that to just, you know, to just leech, spring out and grasp you and pull you in. And like all through, like I, you know, it has a mystical feeling there around it. You know, like you're up somewhere in space in the universe. You know, and between the planets there in the clouds, you know, or above the clouds even, and you're gravitating above your own body here, like an out-of-body experience I found there through this. And I love how she, you know, your leftover face, the skies won't forget you. This is just an awesome, awesome write. I mean, a standout piece that is very unique and very, you know, you don't see this every day, writing like this, and it's just very, very creative, very a great, shows a great imagination here. So bravo.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very well said there. And up next we have Hushabye Mountain by Kay Heartless, and it goes like this. Spread legs in a stream, the extra skin, a pair of wet blue jeans, wedged between mossy rocks, your breath a whiffle, the rapids seep between the riffles. The constant flow, hands explode, bare shoulders exposed. You drip over me, wet and slow. My soul relaxes in rhythm, fluidity. Our figures from a pair of lips, moist and movable, smushed together, Hushabye Mountain, the perfect kiss. The constant flow, tongues explode, bare bottom exposed. You drip over me, wet and slow. Lay me down in the stream bed beneath that bubbling sheets. I rock you against me. This must be our underwater rendezvous, soaked through and through. End poem. Oh, wow, that one kind of turned up the heat a bit. That was beautifully done. Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, spread legs in a stream, the extra skin, a pair of wet blue jeans, wedged between mossy rocks. You know, there's something about water and, you know, lovemaking in water that's just so, so sensual, you know, as the water passes over your body there and you're with your your partner there, and she just, you know, she just uses that the water here so amazingly in this rite here. It's just so, it just drips with the sultry and sexy and seduction here. It's just an amazing, amazing rite.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have to agree. Yeah, you know, I always enjoyed the movement of water. I have we have a river here that I walk by when the weather's warm, and you watch the movement of it. And then there's something, well, because the body is a high percentage of water, and you know, there's a high percentage of water within us, so it's almost like you connect the movement of water and the touch of water to the sensuality of the human body. I thought this had just wonderful imagery all the way through. I particularly like those stanzas that start with "My soul relaxes in rhythm, fluidity," and the end stanza. This is just a beautiful sensual rite all the way through, and very well done. And since we only have one poem left, we're going to go ahead and squeeze that one in. And next week's Art of Seduction show will be hosted by Gray Eye Smith. And then, Naomi, you're going to be running the contest, right, for the one the week after that.
Yeah, I already
yes,
have
me
a
and you
contest
are
going to
be
planned.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm truly looking forward to co-hosting the Art of Seduction, the two Art of Seduction shows with you. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
That'll be awesome. Always a pleasure to be with you, Pam.
So same to you. Absolutely. And our last poem for the night is "The Morning Light" by Kel Smiles. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Oh, yes. I already read this one. It's so beautiful by Kel. And isn't that picture just awesome, you know, the sunlight coming in. In the morning light, soft glow slowly gilded the room through the slightly open window, white lace curtains. Breeze blooms in fragrant floral gossamer perfume. Alabaster walls tinted golden glow. Eyelids flickered open, morning slow. Fingers traverse, searching his form, lingering on his skin, tautly warm. Sliding closer against his firm heat, reaching to touch his stubbly cheek. A giggly kiss, she caught him, peek. Gazing on, gave a brown-eyed wink. Clinging legs and arms intertwined. Shared kiss as sweet as brandy wine. Intoxicating to their senses. Sublime desires building in morning shine. Outside the window, a waking world, bird song and traffic easily ignored, engrossed in lovers' delighted forms, rising in quiet climax to the early morn. End poem.
Wonderful read, Naomi, and a beautiful write by Kel Smiles. This is romantic, gentle. I love the way it captures the romance of the morning. Wonderful rhyme and flow. I particularly like that second and third stanza and the mention of reaching to touch a stubbly cheek. Such a gentle gesture, such an endearing gesture. Wonderfully written and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I wrote to her, this is like a romantic seduction play in here, you know, and just the way she played with the perfume and the soft glow, you know, the color in here, and you know the line, of course, that you mentioned, Pam, and the shared sweet shared kiss as sweet as brandy wine. That's such a neat little line there that she put in, you know, and rising in quiet climax to the early morn. You know, that's just a beautiful line to end in. That this is just an amazing, soft, tender, warm right, Kel, and just an amazing, amazing, brilliant, right? Brilliant share. So thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it has been a wonderful show tonight. Thank you, Naomi, Passion's Promise,
yeah.
And Frank for all calling in. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show. Thank you to Robbie for hanging out on the board all night. Very much appreciated. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, is listening now or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. Make sure to keep an eye out on all the contests and topic boards put up by our late night poets, hosts, and hostesses. And have a good night, everyone.
Yeah, good night, Pam, and good night, everybody.